We Talk Podcasts is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. The zombie apocalypse is imminent. Could you survive? You'll have a better chance after completing Geek Nation Tours Zombie Apocalypse Training 101. Learn to fire weapons, scrounge for food, and actually run from zombies. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the, the comic book fantasy draft panel. So what we're going to be doing today is we've got our panel of experts, and they're going to be drafting a comic book universe based on a whole bunch of characters that we've thrown down on those sheets that you have in your hands.
Or characters, or creators.
Yeah, that's right, creators as well. So at the end of it, I'm going to be wandering around and I'm going to be chatting with some of you about what you think of what you see going on from these folks here. And at the very end, you're going to tell us who you think has the best universe. So I want to thank you all for coming. We have 30 seconds per pick. And this fellow right here, Kyle, he's going to be going first.
So I win.
Well, I know. Good job.
Give him a chance to promote. Who are they?
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you.
So Kyle Mack. Name is Kyle Mack from Terra Bulla Inc. We're in the Big Four building. Come see us. We take credit cards. Thanks for
coming. And they're very nice.
Brett says that it must be really hot.
All right, Mo, are you ready with the timer?
No. Okay. I'm not ready for the timer. But I do want to say this. Did you talk to them?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
They know the rules. Everybody else will have the rules.
Feel free. Well, while we're waiting for the timer, why don't we introduce everybody?
All right. Fair enough. Afterwards, we have Chris from Geek Nerd Net.
How you doing?
We have another Chris. He's from our We Talk podcast team.
Represent We Talk.
Jeff Martin, Renegade Arts Entertainment.
Yes. You should come buy things afterwards.
That's right. All right. We got Nick, Where She Walks. Or Nate. Sorry. Whoa.
It's okay.
I'm drunk. And Paul, also from Terrible Inc.
No
hello to all of you.
No.
Did you explain the rules to the audience, bro? I didn't hear it. 30 seconds per pick.
Yep, I explained that.
10 rounds.
I didn't need to explain that. Thing.
10 rounds. If there's time, there will be bonus rounds, at which point properties like Star Wars, Walking Dead will become available. Up until now, it's just creators and characters. And like we said, we want you guys to yell out. We don't know what they're going to pick. Yell it out. We want you to engage.
One of the things I will say is that we've cobbled some groups together. So when people draft those, then they are actually drafting everybody in the group.
Because Batman's as valuable as the Fantastic Four altogether, or is it?
All right. Okay. All right. Let's get this going.
Let's get this going.
You're talking too much.
Kyle.
You're on the clock.
So first round, this is a no-brainer. I draft Batman.
Did anyone actually think he would go past the first pick?
Well, he seriously was considering My Little Pony, so.
Well, that's not available until the 10th round, Brett. You don't know your own rules. You wrote them.
Duker, on the clock, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Spider-Man. Thank you to the one person who clapped. And the other person nodding no.
Yes, you're going to choose Iron Man now.
Chris Beck.
Greatest character ever to yell Spoon the Tick.
He's not on the list. He's not.
I was told I could go off list.
He can't go off the list.
It's all broken down and it's only taking like three picks.
Well, again, let's be honest. It's
falling apart.
He's throwing the game, bro.
It's his universe.
I've got strategy on my side.
Yeah.
My decision.
Jeff Martin.
I want my universe to make money, so I'm picking Brian K. Vaughan.
Damn it.
That's pretty smart.
You know your characters are
that was okay.
You know your characters are going to be good.
I wanted them.
Well written.
Nate, you're on the clock.
I would go with Warren Ellis.
Warren Ellis.
Nice.
Very nice. Some strategy. What do you people think of the pick and run?
Real hard later on.
Let's do this.
Jason Deep rounds are gonna get out of
here. He's never wrote anything bad.
What's that?
Jason Aaron.
Huh?
Paul, you're on the clock.
I'll go with a proper Canadian Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
And Paul, you are the next pick in the second round as well. On the clock.
Okay, well, who would Batman be without the BP?
No,
that's not you, Paul.
What?
What
are we doing? I will, because I met her yesterday, Fiona Staples.
Nice. You're a dick.
Good choice.
Very nice.
Well,
dick.
I guess that means I get Rosmo.
I'll take Riley Rosmo.
Riley Rosmo, another local creator.
Wow, Warren Ellis and Riley Rosmo.
Mike Mignola.
Think about that.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, my second pick is Mike Mignola.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Oh, so whoever gets the BPRD or Hellboy doesn't get Mike Mignola unless you pick him.
Oh, yeah, no, I just made those picks garbage, and I'm aware of that.
Strategy, yes.
All right, I'm going to go with Madman creator Mike Allred. Oh, yeah. Woo.
Actually, the tick by Mike Allred, I probably really don't know. Come to think of it, yeah.
That would be good. Duker, you're on the clock.
Okay. I have 30 seconds, right?
You have 30 seconds. You'll take the whole thing. So far? Last tour.
Scott. I'm going to go with Scott Snyder.
Scott Snyder. Spider-Man by Scott Snyder. I'd also read that.
Kyle, now's your turn.
I know it might seem like a bad idea, but I'm taking BPRD.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Hellboy.
Batman's
good. In fairness, though, like Batman and the BPRD is a really cool grouping.
I want to see him just hang out with Johan. That would be fun. And Roger.
Yeah.
All right. Now, two rounds in. Who's winning? Marvel.
No.
Right here?
Yeah.
DC. Three?
DC and Dynamite.
DC.
No, DC's got the best lineup.
I don't even remember.
That's the Duker so far.
I'm going to go with Team Boom.
Team Boom.
Team of mine.
Team Valiant.
Who do you pick?
Give that kid a grand.
Team Boom.
I didn't notice that was up there.
Next character, who are you going to pick? Deadpool. You pick Deadpool next. That'd be interesting. Deadpool will be this young man's next pick. Violet over here. Anybody over here? What would be your next pick?
I picked the Justice League.
Justice League? That's a good one.
That's a good one.
We have both of them are broken down. But
yeah, no, the villain you have.
Superman?
Yeah.
Superman, not off the board yet.
Superman made it through 12 picks.
What's happening to Supes, you know? Yeah. He's kind of up and down, no pun intended.
Officially? As of right now.
It's already been said. Superman.
Good job, yes.
Good choice, Batman.
Superman and the BPRD.
Nobody's gonna be right, but
together.
Chris Duker.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Batman villains.
Batman villains. Batman villains. So that's their not your Joker, not your A-list necessarily, but your Mr. Freezes, your
Penguin.
They're still badass, man.
They're still badass.
Pardon my language. Yeah. Sorry, this kid's in here.
Spider-Man against Mr. Freeze. I'd do it.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. I'm going to go with the only man louder than the Tick. Shazam!
The Tick
that
and Shazam.
That is awesome.
What? Right there. That is a good one.
Your team is aptly named.
The Team Dark Horse. Jeff?
I'm picking Conan, so I can get a Mike Mignola Conan book.
Good choice.
Son of a gun.
I thought you were going to go all creators. I didn't think you were going to.
I was gonna, but I really want a Mike Mignola Conan book to exist.
Going off your strategy, we'll see if that kicks you in the ass later.
So can I pick a group now?
Yeah.
Can I pick a group that's not on the list?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to pick my group then. I'm going Lobo. I would like to see Warren Ellis.
Warren Ellis and Riley Rosmo. Lobo.
Main man Lobo though, not the. Yeah, not Rockabilly Lobo. Rockalobo's no good. No,
it's gotta be a muscle.
Main man Lobo.
Main man, the real Lobo.
Yeah.
My buddy Bull.
Yeah.
I like to call him.
There you go.
Alright. Paul. Two picks.
Jesus.
30 seconds each.
Lex Luthor.
Damn it.
Lex Luthor.
Oh, gooder.
And
Jason Aaron, you got Wolverine.
You have to
oh my god. Wait, you're not going to be happy until these.
I'm not going to be happy until these Aaron talks.
Come on! Put him out of his misery, somebody. Yeah.
Oh, what the F. Dr. Doom.
Oh, Dr. Doom. Nice. Ooh, Luther and Dr. Doom. Yeah, Luther and Doom.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I like your team so far, Paul.
I like your team, too. Nate, up to you.
I'm going to take the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes!
Oh,
yes.
It's my people.
You took my pick.
Yeah. Took everyone's pick.
Duker was hoping to get him. Just took a character Duker.
Yeah, I want to see Lobo holding Star-Lord's head.
I want to see that too, actually.
I like it.
That's true.
There's a theme going here.
Yep. It's still like, you got a lot of characters. You got Flash, you got the Fantastic Four, you got the Green Lanterns, you got a lot of characters.
Well, and very few Marvel characters are off the board. We're getting a lot of DC.
There's a lot of DC here, yeah. Yeah. All right, Jeff, it's your turn. 30 seconds.
I am going to take Jeff Lemire.
Oh, Canadian treasure, you screwed me.
Brian picked Vaughn and Jeff Lemire. Yep, so Mike Mignola, very nice.
Okay, I got to go weird. I need to pair something with Shazam. I'm going to go with Frank Miller. I am not a fascist, Frank Miller. It could work, Shazam. I can see it in my head. Fingers crossed.
Actually, forget it. I want to see Mike Allred write Shazam. Frank Miller tick.
That would be fantastic.
And he's a twofer because he's an artist as well.
There you go.
I have to say, I don't think he's funny enough to write the tick.
Did you read that the Batman? I'm the goddamn Batman.
He's not funny enough on purpose.
All right.
Frank Miller's tick would just be an actual like cockroach that sucks blood.
He'd be so sad he couldn't literally pick.
Winter Soldier, yeah. Winter Soldier's a good pick. No.
All right. Well, Duker, is your pick?
Well, I'm gonna go back to the well here with Joker and Harley Quinn.
But I also, one thing I'll ask about Winter Soldier, do you draft Winter Soldier before you draft Captain America?
Captain America's still on the board as well.
Is it the...
Kyle, it's your choice.
Okay, help me out. Do I need a writer, a villain, or another hero?
Villain!
I'm hearing villain, Red Skull.
Red Skull! Yes. Yes.
Pick. And of course, you're first off the next round, the fifth round. Is you.
So, do I need a writer or another hero?
Writer.
Neil Adams.
Neil Adams?
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, he's a terrible writer, but.
He wrote that Mr. T one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Let's give him some credit.
He worked on a Mr. T comic, so therefore, he's good.
He must.
Yeah.
Why would Mr. T put his name on this? Come on, Greg.
Who cares that he drew Batman? He wrote Mr. T.
Exactly. Duker, you're on the clock.
He chose an Alan.
All right, I'm going to go with a very talented, lady in the business,
up.
Becky Cloonan.
Way to suck up and steal my pick, Chris.
Alrighty. Since Mr. T is mentioned, I'm going with the closest thing to Mr. T, the Savage Dragon. Finhead himself. I am not the Hulk Savage Dragon.
You have the weirdest damn universe, man.
but I would read the crap out of
Exactly. That's what I'm going for.
Except Jason Aaron.
Except Jason Aaron's on it.
All right. We got Jeff, Team Boom.
People seem to really want Jason Aaron to get picked.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick Jason Aaron.
Yeah.
And he's never written anything bad. So.
Although it would have been funny if at that point you didn't pick him.
Yeah,
I was hoping, I'm like, don't pick him, don't pick him.
That is
I had like three picks. And it's like,
that's good.
I didn't think Jason Aaron would make it to the next round.
Dylan, your turn, Nate.
My turn. I know exactly who I'm going to pick because after he's taken care of the Guardians of the Galaxy, I'd like him to go and get the biggest non-issue in the Marvel Universe and destroy Thanos by evisceration. I'll choose Thanos.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Thank you!
That's a good one.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
It's a hell of an event so far. I really like
that. That is
going
to be really an event, so I'll give you that.
Yeah.
This is a universe. It's just one
event. It's just one series.
But it's a universe-defining event. That's how I'm coming at this.
Okay?
All right.
Paul, 30 seconds?
Todd McFarlane.
Todd McFarlane. Ooh, oh.
And Calgary.
Is it Todd McFarlane from like 1993?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Todd McFarlane now is not going to get a lot done for you.
No.
He's got the money to do it.
You might get a nice toy.
He's a financial backer. Yeah. He's not a creator.
Pretty much.
All right.
Double pick.
Still your pick there?
You're lucky.
I will take
a
real writer.
I should do
a
hero.
A
hero? Yeah, a hero. You're getting a call.
You got.
You are 10 seconds remaining.
I will do the Transformers.
What? Nice. No, not until the 11th and 12th round.
Oh, sorry. Then I will do
humans.
Apocalypse.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
We'll take the Apocalypse villain character.
Wow, you are villain heavy at this point.
You are villain heavy.
It's a bad universe.
So,
yeah, once Lobo's done eviscerating Thanos, he's going to have a go at Deadpool. It's going to be a fight.
Oh, yes!
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm
nice.
All right,
well, yeah. The pressure is on.
I'm
sweating up there. You're like,
I'll tell you, I want to tell Riley that he's
I'm not sweating, I'm glistening.
Lobo and Guardians of Thanos and Deadpool.
So I met Garth Ennis yesterday, and he was super cool, so now I'm going to draft him to work for my company so that I can drink with him.
Hey, that's a good reason to do it. That's as good a reason I've heard. All right.
Who do I want to Savage Ryan? Who do I want to draw him? I think David Aja. I love his Hawkman, and I think a Savage Dragon would be bizarre by him. So definitely on my team.
That would be. You know, I'm surprised Capullo not taken yet. That's one name I'm surprised. Actually. What do you got there? Actually, Grant Morrison. A lot of good creators left as well. Who you got there? What's your name?
Duker.
Hi. Okay, I have 30 seconds, so should I go with a villain or a hero?
Villain.
All right. This will surprise some of the guys here. I'm going to go with Ultron.
Woo!
Which Ultron? Are you going with, like, movie universe Ultron?
No, comic universe.
Okay.
But not the Age of Ultron comic, you know, just before or previous.
You don't know, how does Spider-Man defeat Ultron? With his brains.
With his brains.
Very carefully.
Hopefully not. There's a writing thing called a Deuce X. So basically what's going to happen...
It's Scott Snyder's problem whether Spider-Man doesn't beat Ultron.
Outlandish.
Scott Snyder will figure something out.
He'll learn how to, like...
Spider-Man will be in a new spider armor suit.
Kyle, looking at the draft board, 30 seconds.
We'll deal with it, is all I'm saying.
I will balance out Neil Adams with one of my favorite writers, Alan Moore.
Alan Moore.
Nice.
All right, Moore.
So, how is everybody doing? So, let's, before we move on to round 7.
We're halfway through.
We got Team Marvel, Team DC, Dark Horse, Boom, Dynamite, or Valiant. Which one's winning?
Dynamite!
I forgot what team I am again.
I don't hear any DCs out there. Come on.
You guys are like a Dynamite.
Marvel!
Dynamite seems to be the
Why?
Don't think about it too hard.
All right, Kyle, one more
back to me.
Go Team Dynamite.
Okay, we're going to balance out all the testosterone on Team Marvel with, I think, Wonder Woman.
Yes!
Wonder Woman off the board in the 7th round.
And if you look at it, we got the Trinity going on. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. Way to go, Kyle.
With friends. Nobody. There you go.
Yeah.
We're heroes. Chris Duker.
You know what? I'm gonna add this. I'm gonna add to Spidey's repertoire and go with Spider-Man group, which is Silk, Spider-Gwen, Spider-Woman, Black Cat, Spider-Man 2099.
So. Say it again a little bit louder.
Oh, sorry. Spider-Man group, which is Silk, Spider-Gwen, Spider-Woman, Black Cat, and Spider-Man 2099. Hello, microphone.
Here.
No Spider-Punk?
No Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man and Spider-Punk
need a duo.
Yeah, that would be a team
of us. Well, I'm looking at my team, and I think somebody needs to bring the cheese dip, so I want Gru on my back.
Chris, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm on board. Dark Horse.
What's the point?
I don't understand. Like, I have no idea what he's going to pick at any given time. I have no idea.
Although David Aja Gru is pretty interesting to me.
I want to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
That's, there's something there. I don't know if it's good, but it's there.
your turn.
I'll read it.
Jeff is on the clock. Yeah, I want Greg Capullo to draw whatever Jason Aaron's gonna write.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
You only got one guy. And then all the
I don't need another guy. That's their problem to come up with you guys. No, Mike Mignola draws Conan. Everyone else does whatever they want.
Yeah, you create their own characters and books. You give them the freedom. They'll create their own universe, is what you're saying. Nate, your turn.
Yeah.
He's serious about it now, folks. Look at that.
He's gonna bring his A game now.
You see the little, Inhumans.
Hi, Captain.
Alright, I know
where's Iron Man love? No Iron Man love?
No.
Absolutely no Iron Man.
He had one good story arc.
Put his suit on anyone else.
It would be sweet.
Okay. Okay, I like this. I like this idea. How about this? After he goes, where was I here?
Just watch that
Deadpool. Okay, and they are doing, this is obvious, this fight happens in space, right? Because he's taken care of the Guardians of the Galaxy. They land on Planet Hulk, and he has to fight the Hulk now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lobo versus the Hulk. It's Lobo kills your universe.
Is it the Hulk that's just like a gladiator on Planet Hulk? Yeah.
Which is all I think Lobo should do.
Just messing up planets.
Yeah, just winning. Yeah. Like I am right now.
Yeah.
Paul, 30 seconds.
Four.
What?
Four.
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 You want Frog Thor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right.
Beta Ray Bill.
Not that one. I would actually read the Frog Thor and Beta Ray Bill buddy comedy book. That'd be great.
You got a couple strong heroes, a couple strong villains there.
It's back to me.
You're up again.
I'm up again.
You're up again.
I'll do. Because Hercules is in it, and he's a character I like. The Avengers.
Woo! So the Avengers, that'll be B characters in the Avengers.
Yeah, it's all the Bs.
B-team?
It's a B-team. Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Hurt.
Yeah.
Wasp, Vision, Captain Marvel. Is that Captain Marvel, Carol?
Carol Danvers, yes.
Carol Danvers, all right. Captain Marvel.
Got some ladies in there, too.
So you got some females, so that's good.
Get some more ladies.
Yeah,
I know. What's up with that, guys?
Strong female character.
It's almost like we have too many guys on the panel.
I challenge you all to choose a strong female character now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle was the first.
Yeah, I know.
Wonderful.
Good work.
Thank you. Don't be a pressure. Build your universe. It's your choice. You have 30 seconds.
Use Loki, so after he goes to Asgard.
Yeah. That's not bad. That's not bad. Lobo versus all of Asgard. It's a good idea.
Yes.
That's not bad at all. I don't know. Nate seems of his own strategy here.
I hear your challenge, and it will happen.
Yeah.
However, I have to take Francesco Francavilla for my covers.
Yeah, he's a beautiful artist. Beautiful work. All right.
Keith. All right.
Yeah, just put a C after the end, huh?
There's
no backslash.
I need someone to draw Garth Ennis's book now.
Whatever's going to be in it other than Conan.
Oh, no. I'm just going to let Garth Ennis do whatever he wants. He's probably going to write war comics.
Yes,
probably all he's going to do, and that'll be great.
So who draws the best war comics?
I'm going to have Sean Phillips draw it.
Oh, sexy.
Chris.
Now, I have a feeling Gru is going to take a lot of... He's going to kill a lot of people. I think I'm in danger of zombies, so I need Robert Kirkman on my team, because he's the only way I can think of to get out of this situation.
I think we all wait our whole lives to read a book about Gru by Robert Kirkman.
Facing zombies. Yes.
Facing zombies, yeah.
Find a way to make it cooler.
Duker.
As Neil Patrick Harris would say, challenge accepted on strong characters.
Oh, wait, Gru versus zombies. The undead versus the brain dead.
Is Captain Marvel still available?
No, Captain Marvel is part of the B team of Avengers.
Okay.
Who's included in the
It's listed twice then. You know what? I'm gonna pick Red Sonja. Red Sonja.
Oh yeah,
Red Sonja. And then that's interesting. Now you don't have Red Sonja. You only have Conan.
That's fine. I just want Mike Mignola to draw Conan.
Are you good with that?
And that's it.
You good with that pick?
Yeah, all right. John
Carter. So I'm going to go with Vampirella.
Nice.
Vampirella.
Wow.
Vampirella.
I think those creators are on the board.
All right, now,
they're on the board.
Alan Graham, yeah. There's some people Brennan here who wouldn't be able to read it, but Alan Moore Vampirella would be weird. Storm out there?
That sure would be a thing.
Really, no extra gloves.
You buy me like, oh, sad now.
I'm a moron.
Someone should take my money because I need that choice.
All right.
And I think I need another villain. Dr. Octopus.
Wow, Batman was ahead of Dr. Octopus. I love it.
I would have got Green Goblin first, but Octopus first.
I thought.
All right. Chris Duker.
Yeah, you know what? I am going to pick Chip Zdarsky, artist. Wow.
Was a penciler on Sex Criminals. So.
And writer on Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's
he's
go.
Pretty awesome. Check him out.
Are you going to combine those two properties?
Now, before
Howard the Duck, Sex Criminal.
Yes. Who would you guys have Chris Beck pick to go with that universe of Team Dark? Yeah, you see the way this guy's
going. What do you think we're going to hear?
Anybody got an idea? Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
I see Howard the Duck. Black Widow,
you go Black Widow.
How
are
the
Dudley
X-Men in there?
Yeah. Well, Matt Hawkins. Like, the guy who runs Top Cow is going to run this somehow.
Well,
you should pick Matt Hawkins. The guy who runs Top Cow will handle it.
You're all wrong. You're all wrong.
You guys are all thinking logically.
You're gold key characters or something, aren't you?
Now, I have to... I got a question here. If I take the Valiant Heroes, do I have to take Ninjak?
Yes, he's one of the Valiant Heroes. But you can kill him off in a fight.
No. I'm thinking I'm lacking in the smarts department. I need Brainiac.
No comment.
Brainiac is interesting.
Jeff Martin?
Oh, come on. Brainiac versus Gru? Who wouldn't buy that comic?
Alright,
Loki.
I'm gonna go with Walter Simonson.
He's sticking with the creator.
Because he's still awesome.
And you should draw it. He's a good backup. Conan, I think you know.
Yeah. He can fill in when Mignola is slow.
Yes. Conan kills the food universe. Yeah, there's a point. All right, Nate.
All right.
What's your strategy?
Well, Warren has taken on too many projects.
Yeah.
he's only able to do six issues. So we have to bring on Kelly Sue DeConnick to write the rest.
Damn it.
Ooh.
That was my pick.
There's a strong female creator, so that's a good thing.
I love the fact that we have people on the panel who are like, no, that was my pick.
I want to see how weird of a turn that's going to take.
Yeah. It's going to get us. Is Nick Fury David Hasselhoff? Samuel Jackson.
Come on, he's both.
All right, I'll take Nick Fury.
Take Nick Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D.
So you're telling me Samuel L. Jackson isn't David Hasselhoff?
Like that. Nick Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D. is all together in one group. So that gives you your last pick. Your last pick right now.
Mark Miller.
Mark Miller.
Sorry.
Gonna make that Hollywood money.
A villain team with Mark Miller, that would be awesome.
Yep.
All right, Nate.
So,
this you guys got.
I would like to choose Galactus as long as I get his minions as well. Because I think I should. Right.
Fair. Well, not Silver Surfer, but you can have whoever is.
I need.
You get all the heralds. You get all the heralds except for Silver Surfer.
Why don't I get the Surfer?
Because nope. he chose him as a character on his own.
He has his own book.
But
like, he's not part of Galactus.
No.
But guys.
No. You get Galactus and the Herald.
How many seconds do you have left in your pick?
I'll take John Carter of Mars.
Woo!
Whoa!
Oh boy! Off the board. Interesting pick.
I don't know exactly. Yeah, you'd already typed Galactus. Jeff.
All right, I only got one pick left. I want someone who can write and draw their own book. So I'm going to take Stuart Immonen.
Absolutely.
You're thinking this is brilliant. I'm gonna get destroyed in the voting, but I'm just making like an Image Comics company because I want to read all of whatever these guys come up with.
All right. One more weird pick.
It's not weird. This makes a perfect sense. I'm going with the Flash Brooks. Come on, Captain Cold versus the Tick. I don't know who's gonna win that.
Yes.
By Frank Miller.
That's pretty good. It's my Savage Dragon.
Yes. Yeah, very serious about this. Very competitive over there, Chris Cooper.
There's a lot of your characters left.
All right, 30 seconds, right?
30 seconds. You're on the clock. Who do you guys think?
Loki.
Loki. He's not thinking Loki. I think Loki did nice with Loki's glasses.
Pick Captain Carrot.
Why did you leave him off the board, Chris?
How much time do I have left?
You have 10 seconds.
Oh, crap. You know what? I'm going to go with Black Adam.
Black Adam.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that works.
That's interesting.
It's just a random. This is the first time I've noticed that Black Adam was on the list.
All right, Kyle.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
I could do both. I would like Marvel versus Black Adam.
Help me out, guys. Do I take Hellboy, Punisher, or Green Goblin?
Hellboy.
Punisher.
Punisher boy.
Green Goblin.
That'd be weird.
Looks like Punisher.
Punisher.
Boy.
Yeah.
Punisher.
Like the
Punisher.
Punisher.
The Marvel.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So let's do it like this then.
I'll vote for now, and then there is time for the next round.
So. Okay. So we're gonna go by show of hands or cheering actually. All right. Who won this section?
This is Marvel.
Was it Team Marvel? Anybody cheering? Was it Team DC?
Yeah.
Was it Team Dark Horse? Was it Team Boom?
Yeah!
Hey, you already cheered for me. You didn't cheer for him.
Team Dynamite? Or was it Team Valiant?
Yeah!
I think it sounds a lot like Team Dynamite.
We're gonna have bonus rounds though. There'll be properties as well as characters and creators. And we're gonna start at the other end this time because he picked last to start the last one.
Alright.
So it's Paul's choice.
So now you can pick My Little Pony, Kyle. Yeah.
Properties.
Wait, I'll take.
No, we can't.
Well, I said before, I'll do Transformers.
You're gonna do Transformers.
Yeah.
Is that a game changer to pick the Transformers as opposed to the one? Your turn, Nick.
Star Wars.
Can you imagine Lobo dealing the crew of the Star Trek dealing with Lobo? Yes. That would be ridiculous. I have to go with Star Trek.
Star Trek. Third pick in, and nobody's picked Star Wars.
Okay,
Star Wars. Come on.
I don't need Lens.
All that talent. You don't use Star Wars.
My Little Pony. Actually,
My Little Pony.
Actually, Garth Ennis's My Little Pony would be hilarious.
yes, it would.
The cover would look like a joke. You're like, oh, wait, this is a joke.
Yeah. Wait, that's Christmas.
Now I wish I had Frank Avilas. but I'm gonna take G.I. Joe.
Wow. No Transformers versus G.I. Joe in this world.
Because that's stupid.
Archie comes
really brilliant.
Archie.
Oh, this hurts so bad. Oh, I want so many. Oh, I got Robert Kirkman. I could pick The Walking Dead. But Frank Miller, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
I'm going with the Turtles. I'm sorry.
Chris, you have so far said that Frank Miller is going to do every one of these characters. How fast does he work?
He's releasing one book every 4 years.
I never said it was a financially successful company.
So what we're going to get out of your universe is maybe one book a month featuring one of those characters. That's about it. Like, I still support it. Chris Duker.
The Simpsons.
There's a property on here that, this isn't a random Tick pick. There's a property that should be on here that isn't, and it's Doctor Who property.
Doctor Who, you will
pick that? Can I pick that?
Yeah, you can go on that.
I'll accept that.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Versus Doctor Who.
All of them. That's right. Yeah. This guy, now the cheers are coming.
You gotta pick something good, man.
Spider-Man and Doctor Who.
Can you imagine Spider-Man and Doctor Who?
Yeah.
All right.
Upon.
Will you guys vote for me if I choose Star Wars?
Yeah!
Star Wars. Done.
That's the Phantom Menace Star Wars, by the way.
No, it is not the Phantom.
Yeah, you only get the Phantom Menace.
Actually, Attack of the Clones. Clone Wars. What you get.
No, this is non-Jar Jar.
But Alan or Jar Jar?
The Aladdin.
Would be Jar Jar. Are you going to pick
that which you wanted to pick?
So, I've been holding back since the beginning, but now there's really no reason to hold back, so we're going to take My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
Yes.
Just for a bit of diversity here. Alan Moore is going to draw My Little Pony. And My Little Pony will help the BPRD.
In fairness, though, I would read My Little Pony enters the Star Wars universe.
Just because I think it'd be a bloodbath, I'm going to take Archie Comics.
Nice!
Can you imagine the Joker going up against Archie?
Joker and Harley, you know. We do what we want.
Don't do it.
Alrighty, you guys said I'm not producing books fast enough. So, you know what? I'm going to pick Jeff Johns. My roster is full. That man can write a lot of books. I don't know how fast David Aja is.
Mike Allred, also an artist.
Also an artist, yeah.
My last pick is going to be George Perez, or my shop owner would hurt me.
There you go. Nate, you have... This, so far, he's the winner.
Yeah.
Don't screw it up.
I'm not going. I think that this is the nail in the coffin. I don't know. I would like the Firefly universe.
Oh.
Thank you. I'll take Firefly. Right.
Can you drop that mic now and leave?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Have you seen Firefly?
The Walking Dead is not going to go off the board.
That's actually what I was just going to say. I'm done. I'm with Walking Dead. Got Michonne.
Transformers versus zombies.
Got
bad
Walking Dead. All right. Let's go through. Let's have them explain why they won. Yeah. Give us your argument for why you're the winner.
Do I need to argue this? Really? Marvel, look at that. You've got all the best right there. You've got Alan Moore drawing My Little Pony. You've got Star Wars. You've got all the best villains.
Batman and Superman and
the BPRD, which is awesome. You've got strong female characters.
And then also Vampirella.
All of it, just with My Little Pony characters. Like, Batman is
I didn't even notice the Punisher.
You're going to be a writer for Terrible Nice job. Good call. There's a future Terrible Ink writer right there. Love it.
Chris, why did you Duker? Why is your universe the best universe?
Well, my universe is going to be on the foundation of Doctor Who, because quite frankly, the Joker and his companion Harley Quinn in the TARDIS, and then you've got Spider-Man, you've got the Spider-Man group, and Chip Zdarsky.
Dude, Ultron taking over the TARDIS?
Yeah. See? There you go. That's it. I'm out. That's all I got.
Chris Beck.
My universe is the strongest. You connect any character names on my list, and that's a great book.
Savage Dragon
meets Gru. I'd buy that. Frank Miller, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Chris,
I'd buy that.
I'm gonna do the argument for you, guys. It's Frank Miller.
Chris already buys everything anyway.
Is Frank Miller writing the
TMNT?
Frank Miller writing the TMNT. Hold on, no, it's Robert Kirkman and Jeff Johns.
Yeah, I got Robert Kirkman and Jeff Johns. Come on.
That's only if he gets hired. You're gonna vote.
Yeah.
And David Aja, he's awesome.
He is great.
All right, Jeff.
Why did you win?
Mike Mignola is drawing Conan.
Oh.
And the fact that that's not enough is sad. But creator-owned comics are better than... better. That's why I'm winning.
The Tick? Come on, creator-owned? Come on.
Nate, you were in the lead before.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they started the independent movement. You should leave right now. There's no point if you staying, man. Your argument doesn't hold water. I'm sorry.
What's that?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the Tick crossover.
I'd read it. Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah. Great. All right, so Nate, why are you winning still?
Well, I think I'm winning because it would be one of the most action-filled comic books that I have ever read. And I think it would start out nice and small, but then blow up and get larger than life and be a lot of fun. And
you got a lot of space going on.
Yeah, I would really just like to see the way Captain Mal might try and handle Lobo, or you know, vice versa. Bring all the other bounty hunters from the Firefly universe into it,
Deadpool,
right?
Deadpool just trolling Firefly.
Yeah. It looks to me like a universe where it can just be a lot of fun. Yeah.
And there would be lots of fun, like in a Star Trek uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, a lot of fun? Have you seen my list? Nothing but fun.
Yeah.
All right.
You all one issue of Firefly.
He's turned on you. That's amazing.
It's a red beard or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
I've got some for your suit.
Well, you know, you got Wolverine, Nick Fury swapping eye patches. You got you got Luther and Doctor Doom teaming up, you know, trying to fight off zombie Optimus Prime.
Wolverine versus The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
Optimus Prime.
Nice. Yeah, Optimus Prime. It's got everything you need.
All right.
With Fiona Staples doing the art and McFarlane doing the ink.
You have heard the arguments. Now we're going to do this one last time, and somebody's going to walk out a winner. Kyle D. Mack, is he winning?
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
No, he's not.
That's my own win.
Chris Duker, is he winning?
Yeah. Yes, two claps.
No, he's not. Woo! Chris Beck, is he winning?
I've already won.
He's already won his
cheese dip for everybody.
He's closer.
Wait.
Jeff Martin, is he winning?
Jason Aaron?
No.
Boo to all of you.
All right, Nate was... So far, he's the winner, but can't Paul take it over? Yeah! No! Nate
wins! America, Iron Man, Grant Morrison, who else? Everyone off.
Okay, super fast. Who would be your next pick?
Who would be my next pick? Probably Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter. Ooh. Nate?
I would have to go with... Oh, crap.
America. Loki.
That's not super fast.
I'll go with my second female creator, Emma Rios.
Emma Rios?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Either Fraction or Brian Wood, but probably Fraction.
Matt Fraction. Chris?
All right, I need somebody to stare down
Captain
and judge all my characters for being how silly they are. No, Namor. He can pass judgment on them all.
Chris Duker.
Magneto.
Magneto. Hey, Kyle, be back. Wrap us up.
I would have to have Hellboy on.
Last time I read
Hellboy. All right. All right, I'll tell you what. Support Terrible Inc. They're over the big 4 billion. Support Geek Nerd Net. Support, well, We Talk Comics. All right, support Red Coats. Support Hockey Apocalypse. Jeff Martin, you're a great guy. Renegade Arts Entertainment. Nate Miller, Where She Walks, and Futility.
Over the Big Four building over there.
And
come see
over
us.
Here. And Paul, Terra Bulla Inc.
Also
give these
more.
Guys a hand. And I'll tell you what. Well, you're right. Well, you're great. Thank you so much for being here.
That was actually fun.
Enjoy the hands, folks.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
See you guys next year. Hey guys, can you get a belt for the champion? Wrestling belt?
You
can defend next year. I'd like to defend.
Give me a
Rick Flair. Woo! Woo!
Woo!